This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Vigo, I don't know how much this is, I have a question, but can you pull your money out whenever you need without any penalties or crypto? Of course, bro. You cash it out. Yeah, it's cash. It's what people don't understand. It's money. Yeah. Cash it out and put it into your account. Super simple. Again, videos. If you're on Coinbase or you're on crypto.com or you're on Kraken or you're on Tangem, how do I sell my crypto and move the money into my bank account? Because they know how to move it out of your bank account and into the crypto exchange, right? The reverse is the same. Just got to, you know, learn how to do it. You sell it into Tether or USDC and move it right into your bank account. That's what you do. You cash out whenever you need it. That's what I'm saying. You just leave it in Bitcoin and it continues to grow. And then when you need $50 or $100 or whatever, you reach out, you cash out, boom. And, you know, you're better off than it sitting in the bank doing nothing for you, gaining nothing, losing, actually. So, yeah. But again, it's just a matter of education and learning how to do it. SoFi Bank online digital interest rates when you have direct deposit is 4.60. That's decent. Every time O mentions Exodus, I hear that Bob Marley song. There you go. Big bro, 1,000% agree. Banks are dying in North Miami. The threat is real. I've been talking about that for like 3 years, dude. I predicted that banks were going to go down because I understood what was going on with crypto. Terrible Terry Rozier is out. Yeah, it does suck. I learned a cold storage wallet is recommended ASAP. Of course. Yes. And I recommend Tangem. It's the easiest wallet and it's protected. It's very easy to use. I think that's a good one for you guys to use. And get the one with three cards so you have the backups. So I've always been afraid of life's gambles. Not anymore. Time to invest. Well, there's no winning if you don't get into it. You know what I mean? You're always going to sit back. It's like, you know what? It's funny, right? The people that don't invest, like some guy goes to me over the weekend or some shit. I forgot when it was. Like, because that we were talking about buying the dip, right? And so, you know, this guy clearly doesn't invest. I know the people that at least have advice for you. Like they say, hey, bro, I don't think you should invest because this is what's going on with the market right now. And this might be a bad move at this time. So it's an educated opinion. The guy understands or a woman tells me, hey, you're going to invest here, but look what's going on in this part of the world. This might hurt this. So you have an explanation, right? Not cliches. So some guy goes, oh, be careful of falling knives. And so it's like, dude, yeah, I get it. I'm buying a dip, so now it's risky. This is the fourth dip I buy. The other three went up 20%. Plus, I've bought since it was at 16. So I go to him. So when I bought the falling knife of Bitcoin at 16 and at 17 and at 20 and at 25 and at 30 and at 35, how'd those falling knives work, dude? Right? Because I was getting that shit from people telling me at 16, at 20, and 25. So I got no answer from the guy. I basically said, yeah, dude, you may want to stay outside of the investment kitchen. Yeah, if you don't invest and you just act like you're afraid to lose, well, then you've never invested. You know why? You will lose. Oh, and you're going to lose. But that's part of investing. Do you go to the plate every time and hit? A couple times you swing and miss and you got to walk back to the dugout, right? A couple other times you swing and hit, but you get thrown out at first, right? Aren't you going back to bat? Did you fall off the bike? did you get back on again, or did you just wuss out and never get back on the bike? I'm sorry. When you started riding for the first time, was it perfect? Was your penmanship nice? Or did it take some practice? You know, it's like, I love people that don't invest and they have all the advice in the world. And it's like, Bubba, when you strap on a pair of balls and you're, you know, you've won and lost in this game, then come to me and explain to me what investing is. You know, but if you're not willing to take any chances, you're not allowed to give any advice. You know, and that's the guys that come at me with just cliches, I already know, like, dude, I know you don't invest. So, you know, it just, this is not an easy thing. Nobody ever said it. You know what I mean? Everybody wants easy money, but most people aren't willing to work for it. That's the problem. And in investing, ask anybody to invest in stocks or in crypto or in real estate or a business, whatever it is, they got to do their homework or they're screwed. They've got to make sure they know what they're putting their money into. And even when you think you know, you still will fail. How screwed up is that? Because there's a lot of things that sometimes are out of your control. So that's part of investing. You're going to win, you're going to lose some. You know, it's part of the game. But if you're not willing to take the chance, you will never cross the finish line as a winner. So you got to take the chance. You cannot be afraid to fail. You must be prepared to fail. If you think you're going to go in and it's only going to be winning, you're going to set yourself up for some real bad stuff.